Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My job is to tell it like it is.
And now it's the Saturday Show. Jeff Rich and Shane.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. Welcome to the show. We're here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We've got so much to talk about, and you know, there's dry times in sports where I ask for the world to throw us a bone, and we got so many bones, we don't have enough time to get to them all today, and I am so glad my wife's not sitting in the other chair right now, because I just said bones like four times, and there's no way that that would have been received without a sarcastic comment. Wife not joining us today because it is Saturday. She gets to sleep in a little bit, but I do have Shane Koenig alongside. We've got basketball stories. We've got baseball stories. We've got football on both the college and the pro level. Probably not a good space for high school sports, so we'll keep it at the NCAA level and above. But welcome in. I want to get to the viral moment in Miami involving a couple of Phillies fans. But first of all, welcome, Shane Koenig.
Thank you. I look forward to. We have a lot of bones, but we got to cover the positive and the happy story right off the top and get things started off right. So I'm excited to hear about it and chat about it.
All right, so story is Phillies at Marlins. Home run ball goes to the upper deck, and there's a scrum for the ball. It seems to be mostly populated in that section with the visiting Phillies fans. And guy comes away with the ball, walks back to, from a section over, walks back to his section, gives the kid gives his son the baseball. And by the way, it's the kid's birthday, so they're enjoying a game. The whole family is enjoying a game for the for his birthday. Gives the kid the ball, hugs him almost like Coldplay concert style. And while he's having this moment with his kid, hey, I just got you this souvenir. A lady comes over, and I use that term very loosely, and ends up throwing a temper tantrum until the dad just says, "Whatever, lady, take the ball." And it ends up being a good moment. Marlins Stadium staff gives him a gift bag. He goes underneath, gets to meet Dave Dombrowski, and Harrison Bader signs a bat for him. Happy birthday to the kid. Hope he goes home happy. I know this lady's going to get doxxed, and this story is not complete, but we'll be right back.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Sports Overnight America.
Welcome in, everyone. Saturday show, Shane Koenig and Daniel Ogden alongside. I am Jeff Rich, and where do we begin here? I'm not going to start with the WNBA. I'm going to leave the basketball stuff, the mostly men's basketball stuff, for Shane Koenig. We'll get to the American League wildcard race, maybe touch on the division races, the only division races that I think are real, the NL West and the American League East. And it's just kind of a three-legged race in the American League East. I do think that Toronto will hang on. I am, it's perhaps wishful thinking that the Padres will win the division over the Dodgers in the West. That one is the only thing, the only race that's within three games. But hey, Shane, your NFL team played on Friday night, and long story short, the Kansas City Chiefs are currently in the midst of a two-game losing streak at the moment. I will say this. I think that YouTube carried the game much better than we've seen with Netflix and with ESPN Plus, specifically in week one of the college football season. Other than that, I think that we have a great Harrison Butker kick, a great special teams effort at the end of the first half, but he also missed an extra point that I think ended up playing pretty crucial in the end result. What are your takeaways? Maybe not necessarily as a Chiefs fan, but as a journalist, and then also as a Chiefs fan.
There are a lot. You hear a lot about with NBA contracts that their television rights came up. There's been a lot of talk about where you can find them when they've switched from a traditional schedule that you would have with TNT, and now they're with NBC, and then you have I think it's Amazon Prime's going to have some games. All of those opportunities. You had Apple with baseball and MLS, and I think that I don't want to say it's an old school way of thinking about it, because there is still a lot to be said with knowing that a live event is going to be on at a certain time. Monday Night Football is always going to be on Mondays, and you now have Thursday Night Football, but it's not necessarily something that I think the people that are going to be supporting these big contracts and TV deals really care about. I do think it is a very interesting dynamic when you talk about television production, when you watch YouTube TV and you would think that they may have some struggles and their broadcast was solid, really, really, really good. And then you watch a traditional channel in NBC and they have to fill for an hour during a lightning storm and rainstorm, and it's painful. And their way of parsing out so many views and being choppy and going to Jason Garrett and both Collinsworths and Mike Tirico and then back down to the field and Tony Dungy, it's, and there's just so many pieces that they're almost trying to reinvent something that if they just focused on personalities and simplicity, that broadcast would be one of the better out there. And I think that YouTube understands that they're putting out a product and the people that are doing the broadcast are what's important, not necessarily doing something completely different and reinventing anything. And that showed a lot in their broadcast and in their presentation of their games.
All right. So Thursday night, the game that you're referencing on NBC, a couple of weather delays in Philadelphia, defending champs welcoming the big brand Dallas Cowboys to town. And it felt like and fans say this all the time, but it kind of felt like the announcers were overselling the Dallas Cowboys a little bit. They so wanted this, not just the necessarily making the game competitive, but they wanted a success story with Dak Prescott to talk about. It's almost like there's Eagles fatigue after they won the Super Bowl last year. A lot of talk about Jalen Hurts' contribution, and it ends up being an Eagles victory, and I think that it wasn't quite as close as the final score would indicate, but the final score pales in comparison to the story that the game starts off with I guess they're calling it Dak Tua in the social media world, but there was a first submitter and there was a second submitter, if you can appreciate the Seinfeld reference, Daniel.
There's no question that when you have a reputation like Jalen Carter did coming into the league, the reason he dropped in the draft is because of what people would consider a character issue or an attitude issue. And he starts to walk forward to confront Dak Prescott. I didn't see any of the offensive linemen for the Dallas Cowboys being like, oh, I'm going to step in here. It's like Jalen Carter is kind of a bad dude. Like not bad as in like character, but like he's a physically imposing bad mamma jamma, as they say. And you see him spit and it's plain as day. There's a referee right there. But then when you go and look at it, if Dak Prescott did what he did, not even spitting, just the way that he looks down at up at Jalen Carter, nods at him, and gives that would be like in a bar. I could see a guy walking up to another dude and be like, do we have a problem? And I think that is put a new, not twist, but a new development into that story, that Jalen Carter is still cuckoo and still a bad mamma jamma, but now it's more about, does Dak Prescott know what button to push to get him out of the game and kind of even things out when it comes to offense versus defense? And I think that's going to be a story moving forward. And I think that there is going to be more focus put on Dak Prescott than originally people were reacting to right off the bat.
Philadelphia minus two players, that probably, like you said, leveled the table a little bit in that one. As a Chiefs fan, what's the overreaction level from yourself and perhaps more from the status quo fan base?
When I watched the game, it was we celebrated my wife's birthday, so I got to see near the end of the game. But the thing that stood out to me is that Justin Reed leaving has put a lot of transition players into the backfield. So a lot of their passes and short passes were coming across the middle, short intermediary passes. The safeties weren't playing as far up as they should be, and I think that Steve Spagnuolo would want them to be. And the second part is that last year they drafted Kingsley Suamataia to play left tackle. He was not successful and never returned to that position, even after all the struggles. And they put him at left guard, and he is still a very weak point of that line and is one of the reasons that Mahomes was moving around a lot in and out of the pocket and trying to get away from people, is that left side is inexperienced. But Josh Simmons seemed to look pretty good, and it seemed that they are coming more off of Suamataia's left side while Simmons was being was doing his job and blocking the ends. So those are the two things that really stood out to me. I think they're completely fixable things, and hopefully they'll get back in the winning side, like you said, a two-game losing streak. So hopefully we'll get off of that soon.
All right. Let me get to week one in college football. We only got about 90 seconds left here. I thought it was great for Sonny Dykes to win that big game against the high-profile personality after dropping a disappointing game back in 2023 against Deion Sanders and the Colorado team. I think that Monday night was all about Bill Belichick, and Sonny Dykes and his team made it all about the TCU Horned Frogs. And big ups, flowers, if you will, to the TCU social media team for absolutely owning that night and slaying the hype around Belichick. Congratulations to Miami for knocking off Notre Dame. Ohio State, Texas, I think that there was a lot left to be desired from that game. And, of course, Clemson, LSU to start the season lived up to the hype. Well, we'll talk about week two in college football a little bit later on. Shane Koenig takes it next segment. This is the Saturday Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
If you're listening, whoa!
You are listening to The Saturday Show. I am Shane Koenig in Denver, Colorado, and joined every week with Jeff Rich, who I've had the pleasure of being on various times and chatting about sports for quite some time. And then on Saturdays, we get Daniel Ogden, who I was thinking about it is kind of our coastal representative. And oddly coastal, he lives on the West Coast, but he also like has some fandom in Carolina. So there's some, not even necessarily East Coast, but like
North Florida,
North Florida coast. So it's a very fun dynamic that we have. We try to represent Middle America and the flyover states, and then dabble with Daniel and to get his opinion on what's going on the West Coast. My two major sports that I always are watching out over is the NFL and NBA. My team, the Kansas City Royals, has been more relevant in baseball, so I've been watching a little more about that. But wanted to talk about the Basketball Hall of Fame, maybe in general, and then getting a little more specific about mostly the two male players that are the dynamic two that are bringing attention to it in Carmelo and Dwight Howard. But people talk about the Basketball Hall of Fame, I feel like, in a little bit lesser stature because it's not the NBA Hall of Fame. It's an all-over sport. So there are people that see players that did not have an amazing NBA career, and they get into the Basketball Hall of Fame due to their contributions to the entire sport. And I kind of like it. I don't necessarily think that having a NBA Hall of Fame is necessary. I think the NBA wants there to be attention on people, what they do outside of the NBA, and then when they're in their league, bringing more shine to that. But the two biggest are Dwight Howard and Carmelo Anthony. And if you watched them in their careers and you know of them, it makes sense. Carmelo was a 10-time All-Star, big-time scorer, won 3 Olympic gold medals, was a part of the 75th anniversary team where they ranked the top 75 players. And Dwight Howard's an 8-time All-Star, won a championship in 2020, was 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. And I don't want to say outside of Shaq, but like in my mind, when I look back, it's Shaq, Hakeem, next good, really strong, big defensive center was Dwight Howard. But I think as the younger generation has seen these two players later on in their career, they don't necessarily agree or are all in that they should be in the Hall of Fame. As a person that has lived in Denver multiple times and seen his, I don't want to say maturation, his development and where he has been with Denver fans, until recently when Jokic wore the same number as him and they didn't retire his jersey and they started to give him a little props of what he provided in Denver with trips to deep into the Western Conference playoffs and with his partnership with Allen Iverson and also Chauncey Billups. He contributed a lot to a team that wasn't really known at that time for having stars and being in the playoffs and performing at a high level, and I think he brought that. But he hasn't started to get those props until recently because he was the person that said he wanted to leave Denver and they traded him to New York. And then Dwight Howard is just, all I can say is I feel like Dwight Howard's kind of an odd cat. He's a different, probably the biggest player on the court 99% of the time, but he isn't the, we talk a lot about when LeBron James versus a Kobe Bryant or a Michael Jordan, and LeBron tends to be a little more like friendly, a little more gregarious, a little more friends with the people that he plays with. The assassin mentality that Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant brought to the game was significantly different, and all three of them have had amazing careers and are in the upper echelon of the NBA. Dwight Howard is the biggest guy on the floor, but he acts like the biggest kid, and I think that that sticks in people's mind as odd, and they don't see him as the 8-time All-Star, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year that he is and what he brought to the sport. What do you think about that, Jeff, and opinions of those two highlight inductees into the Hall of Fame?
I would say that at least a 10-time All-Star. I was thinking that Carmelo Anthony's NBA career was largely disappointing, but only in contrast to what he did playing for Jim Boeheim, bringing a national championship to Syracuse for the first and I believe only time. I think the likability of Carmelo Anthony took a nosedive between the smiling 19-year-old at Syracuse that very much led that team to a national championship. They had plenty of NBA players on the roster. I don't want to say that he did it by himself, but for a freshman, to do that, you know, he was a year ahead of his buddy LeBron James, who skipped the college experience altogether. I think that he was kind of on the outside looking in because his agent did a strange deal, I want to say in 2009. So he didn't participate. You know, he did like a 3-year, $65 million deal, and then watched all his counterparts from that 2003 NBA draft, with apologies to Darko Milicic. Basically, the rest of the top five of that NBA draft got supermax deals in the summer of 2010. With two of them going to Miami and one already being there. So I think that he lived like a celebrity. And particularly his time in New York, I think that he's got his fans in New York, of course, but I think that it's interesting in Denver, where there's kind of a split allegiance on the retiring of the number 15. Dwight Howard, on the other hand, he strikes me as one of those players that just so desperately wanted to be liked. I think I wrote a blog way back in the day that said, "Please like Ike." To compare him to Dwight Eisenhower but his likability was just never there. I think that he's more of an odd bird. But I do think that when you look at the Orlando time, him and Shaq have a lot of parallels. It was the shooting in 2009 that got the Magic past the Cavaliers into a 4-1 defeat in the finals to the Lakers. And I think Shaq would not have been a Laker by then. But as far as I'm concerned, the credentials are fine. I think that there's a little bit more of an open door into the Naismith Hall of Fame than there are into the Pro Football and Baseball Halls of Fame. But they're deserving. I remember when we declared Chris Bosh was going to be a Hall of Famer in 2011, and I believe that it happened. Just because of his contributions. I think the big three from Cleveland, just in comparison, the big three from Miami, and there's overlap there, and the big three from Cleveland will all be in the Hall of Fame just for being notable parts of a run. But my thought on it is that it's not the Hall of Likeability. It's the Hall of it's an accomplishment, and it celebrates accomplishment, and they're there. I think that Robert Horry should be in the Hall of Fame, but arguably more so for his contributions to Alabama and the SEC than being a 7-time NBA champ. We just got a couple minutes left. I'm sure we want to get to the situation with salary cap circumvention with the Los Angeles Clippers as well.
Yeah, very interesting dynamic where Kawhi Leonard was paid to represent, I might get this wrong, but a company that was partially owned by Steve Ballmer. They paid Kawhi Leonard to be kind of a sponsor and promote that company, and the services were never rendered. The company folded, and it looks like at first glance that there is a circumvention of a salary cap. Last time something like that happened, huge repercussions in the Minnesota Timberwolves organization, loss of draft picks, contract was voided with Joe Smith. Steve Ballmer has come out and said, hey, we got fooled. We had somebody that thought this was a good investment. It ended up being a borderline Ponzi scheme. We involved Kawhi Leonard because we thought it'd be a good opportunity, and that company folded before any services could be rendered. So the NBA is going to look into that, but there could be some major repercussions in an organization that was turning it around with Steve Ballmer, but is no, in its history, is no stranger to controversial, I'll say, ownership and the way that they do things on the ownership side of things. It seemed to be changing, but there could be new light shining in there that says they're circumventing the rules and may have some big punishment coming down.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they don't own a lot of their draft picks going forward. So, you know, the punishment for this is going to be pretty interesting. Notably that Joe Smith situation with the Timberwolves. First of all, it's kind of weird that Joe Smith was the number one overall pick and Kevin Garnett was not when you look at the two of them. But I think that that lost the Minnesota Timberwolves, you know, Kevin Garnett, you know, his chances to have a team built around him because of the punishment handed down at the time. I think it was David Stern. And, you know, you can't do this kind of stuff. You know, you have a cap in the sport. I don't agree with salary caps necessarily, but you know, the rules are there. The rules are there, and we've gotten, you know, I think in today's society, just looking at what happened to Michigan, I think that we're starting to hand slap for things that definitely give you a competitive advantage. That's just me. Let's say hello to the troops listening on the AFN. We'll get to the American League wild card race on the other side, plus whatever else we can get to with limited time. Shane Koenig's here. Daniel Ogden's in San Francisco. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You listen to the Saturday show, and we'll be right back.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Sports Overnight America. Sports Overnight America.
All right, welcome back to the Saturday show. Shane Koenig, Daniel Ogden, and yours truly, Jeff Rich, with you until the bottom of the hour here. And I can't help but notice, you know, when we focus a lot more on the things that I'll say the networks that aren't exclusive to baseball cover, you know, and they're going to want to talk about the race in the American League East, where I believe that the Yankees and the Red Sox are you know, a couple games behind Toronto, you know, a surprising Toronto team in the American League East. There's a small separation between San Diego and the Dodgers in the National League West. I think that Houston's got it in the AL West. I think that Philadelphia, Milwaukee are certainly going to be your division champs. And I don't really see any movement, as far as the six teams that are going to be in the National League playoffs. So you're going to have the Cubs, Padres, Mets, Dodgers, Brewers, Phillies, like I said. The American League gets a lot more interesting, and it kind of hits our sweet spot of teams, at least for the third wild card spot. The second and third place teams in the American League East are going to occupy the one and two wild card spots. But number three, as we speak to it, half game separates the Rangers and the Seattle Mariners, with the Mariners holding on to that third spot for dear life, but they've been ice cold lately. The Kansas City Royals, just a game out. Tampa Bay, two games out. Cleveland, two and a half games out. And then you look at how many times some of these teams are playing head-to-head. Cleveland's down in City of Tampa this weekend. They are going to play four against the Royals. They are going to see the Texas Rangers the last week of the season. Again, the flip side of that is Kansas City's going to see Cleveland four times this coming week. The week of the 15th, they're going to see three against the Seattle Mariners. And they're going to have to take on a Toronto team that's still playing for a division title. And after Cleveland, it doesn't get any easier as they go to Philadelphia, and they're playing for a team that's trying to they're playing against a team that's trying to lock up the AL East. So we're not looking at spoilers exactly here. We're looking at teams that have a lot to play for down the stretch. And then who do we have here? Kansas City is going to take on, Texas three times? And they have the NL West to close out the season. Dodgers could be playing for something. Houston's going to be playing for something, so that's tough. Tampa's got four head-to-head with Toronto and three head-to-head with Boston, so they are talking about playing teams that have a lot to play for. In fact, they have six with Toronto. And then lastly, the Rangers have Cleveland the last week of the season. They've got Houston head-to-head. Oh, and they don't have, they have Houston head-to-head five more times. And they've got the Milwaukee Brewers and the Mets, who are going to be playing for something, including Cleveland, to close out the season. That could be your third spot in the wild card. And even though Seattle holds the spot right now, Shane, I think that they have the least chance to win it unless they turn things around really quickly. Losers of four straight at the moment, and winners in only three of their last 10, when everybody else is playing, you know, 500 or better over their last 10.
Yeah, we talked about it, what, I think almost 2 weeks ago, that we thought that it would be a tough road to get past Seattle, and that the Royals' hope is that people would falter in it, and Seattle is the team that faltered after being pretty active at the trade deadline and getting some good immediate benefit from those players. It seems that they've kind of come down to earth, and like you said, 3-7. I think it's interesting that when you look at from the, you know, like you said, the AL East with the Yankees, Red Sox, even the Mariners, Rangers, and Royals, and Rays, I look at it, and the Kansas City Royals are a -6 run differential, and everybody else is plus, including even the Rays are +57. So it's an interesting dynamic, and I don't think that baseball could be happier. You know, they expanded out the playoffs to involve more teams. Since that time, the Royals have put an effort to put a really good product on the field and been competitive and made the playoffs last year. And them being in it down the stretch here has also brought my eyes more to the following of the team, or trying to watch the team and see if they're on. It's tough to find Royals games in Colorado. But like you said, they're going to have matchups that are going to be relevant. Even when you get outside of the AL, the NL teams are fighting for something too. Even though their playoff picture is very set, they're jockeying for winning divisions, not being in the wild card, getting that extra game where they can play against a team that is in the wild card and having to use their top-notch pitcher. So that everybody's playing for something when you go down the line. I mean, even the Royals, their last two series are like the Angels and the A's, and it's going to be those are the two that are the teams that aren't really playing for anything, but everybody else is something to play for, jockeying for playoff position, playing for their division, playing for wild card, and Major League Baseball couldn't be happier. And honestly, I'm excited that the Royals are a part of it, so I can give some of my time to that, because I miss watching baseball during the summer and having something to cheer for.
And, you know, without Eovaldi, without Garcia at the moment, Texas just keeps on winning. I think that they're the best team of the five, the five teams in this race. And by the way, you have DeGrom to go in game one of the wild card. And they've got a couple former Diamondbacks in the rotation, Merrill Kelly, and it was a long time ago, but Patrick Corbin. They got a couple of former Cleveland players in the bullpen. Sean Armstrong is closing out games. Phil Maton, is a solid veteran that they've got there. And they're getting it from other places. They're getting it from Wyatt Langford. They're getting it from Josh Young. So I think that that's kind of the team to beat right now. I think the Tampa is a good story. I think that Cleveland, if they didn't have the hot start, they would not be in this at all. I think that they started something like 13-1 this season, and then the bottom kind of fell out on them. Of course, they lost their number two starter and their closer, in the process. So every team gets a little dinged up, but I mean, if you look at it by run differential, Tampa and Texas are the only teams that are in the black there. So I think it's going to be fun. I think all the head-to-head is going to make it a lot of fun while we're sort of void of a lot of division races. It's unbelievable what the Brewers have done in the second half, but Cubs have a really good ball club. I mean, I think that all three wild cards in the National League, if we could just assume the Padres, Cubs, and Mets, I think that they could all spoil a division champ's run at these playoffs by knocking them off in a three-game series on the road. So baseball is this is about as fun as it's been since everything came down to game 162. I think it was in 2011. The Baltimore Orioles were, there was like a three-team race in the AL East. Every division was close. And I think that we're looking at that this year, even if not necessarily in the division races, just to get in to the playoffs here.
Yeah, I would love to see some of these teams get healthy to make these playoff series. Like you said, baseball is the ultimate marathon. My wife jokes with me that how does someone get injured playing baseball? And I'm like, well, it's not the big injuries. It's not the, hey, I got hit by a offensive lineman and I'm down because my leg hurts. It's repeated motion over 162 games, wears your body out. But I would love for, selfishly, you know, Seth Lugo to get healthy and try to get a full pitching staff that could help out with that run differential and keeping other teams from scoring runs, and Bobby Witt's out with some back stuff for day-to-day. And like you said, the Rangers have had a lot of people unexpectedly step up. And the Royals, they talked about it on ESPN during the trade deadline, that the Royals did what a lower income or mid-market team does, and that's just do something. And they raised their floor with bringing in some veterans that are going to put more offensive firepower into their lineup, and that seemed to have been working. I would love for all of these teams to be a little healthier so we can see the best versus the best. But, you know, baseball is an act of contrition, if you will. It's trying to move, or attrition, trying to move forward and show your depth and put the best foot forward. And the Rangers seem to be the people that are doing that best. So like you said, they have the best roster, but they also are having the best players stepping into roles that they may not have expected at the beginning of the year. So it'll be a really fun group of games. No matter who they're playing, you're always going to find a game that has some relevancy, and that sometimes can be tough to do in baseball.
All right. We're in the midst of week two in college football. The Cy-Hawk Trophy, one of the better non-conference traditional matchups that we get to see early in the season, Iowa and Iowa State. I think that there's big expectations for Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes this year. And Matt Campbell is, I think pretty much the consensus has decided that he is a good football, you know, head football coach at the college level. So, you know, we're going to get off the air. I'm going to hurry and check that game out. Missouri's playing Kansas, and with all the conference realignment, you know, it's nice that these games are getting played again. It's nice that Texas found their way back into the conference with Texas A&M. I think that, you know, as we start to lose USC, Notre Dame, and, you know, a lot of the traditional rivalries that we lost to realignment, it's good to see Missouri playing Kansas. And I know that you've got a relationship with both schools. Of course, your alma mater is the Missouri Tigers. But let's take a minute to talk about that rivalry, maybe a little bit bigger in basketball than it is football, but I think this one's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, I tell them I'm going to go to Missouri. If they're younger, they don't really have an opinion about it. If they know Arkansas, that's kind of a rivalry that has blossomed from there. But Kansas and Missouri will always be a rivalry. I had the pleasure of not only going to school in Missouri, but during the years that I was there, I got to cover a Kansas-Missouri game in football and got to go to three different matchups for them when they play, and it is a true border war. Kansas City is right in the, not in the middle, but pretty close to the middle of that. And back in the day, Norm Stewart used to travel to Kansas City, stay on the Missouri side, and then drive his team to go play the game. And they asked him why he wouldn't stay in Kansas, and he said, I just don't feel like giving my money to that state. I just wanted to stay in Missouri. And it's always been that type of rivalry. And like you said, conference realignment and some money that Missouri gained from that had caused a little bit of a rift, but that seems to be mended, and they're playing it in basketball and in football, and it's super exciting to me that that's happening. So hopefully it can be something like an Iowa and Iowa State where it happens every year and it's looked forward to and talked about a lot more.
In that same vein, Woody Hayes once ran out of gas 3 miles from the Michigan-Ohio border on the Michigan side and pushed his car into Toledo so that he didn't give a lot of money to the state of Michigan. Michigan, by the way, playing Oklahoma today, and they played Texas last year. Daniel, good to see Michigan scheduling these SEC teams. Of course, they had to be added to the SEC before the SEC would go that far north to Ann Arbor. All right, we're going to take a quick break. On the other side, we'll have an on this day, and we'll wrap this thing up. Keep it close, everyone. More Saturday Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network when we return.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Happy birthdays on September 6th to Dow Finsterwald golfer Ron Boone, NBA player, Kevin Willis, NBA player, John Wall, NBA player, and Tim Henman. What did Tim Henman do? He was a tennis player. But beyond this date, September 6th, I'm going to throw it out the window. Shane, we're going to play a little word association. The date was September 8th, 2002. I'm going to throw some names out at you, and I want you to tell me what happened. We'll go with Trent Green, John Tate, Dwayne Rudd, and Morten Andersen. What happened?
Morten, it had to do with the Chiefs, because that would be what Trent Green was playing for the Chiefs, and I think Morten Andersen was on their team. But after that, I don't have any idea what it would have been at the moment of history.
All right, the Chiefs pull off a bizarre 40-39 victory over the Browns at Cleveland Browns Stadium. They trailed 27-14. The game was over when Trent Green was in the grasp of Dwayne Rudd. He lateraled the ball to John Tate, who was a guard, as time expired. And Dwayne Rudd celebrated by taking his helmet off, which drew an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, which allowed the Chiefs to pull off, to turn a 39-37 defeat into a 40-39 victory. That happened 23 years ago on Monday. So
I literally remember John Tate catching it. I don't know why, but I had Tate as T-A-T-E. And it's like, nope, that's the wrong spelling. If I would have remembered it in my head, I probably could have guessed that.
All right. And I typoed Mickey Arison's name among the Hall of Famers. So I was like, who the hell is Allison? Congratulations to Connecticut basketball. They put Sue Bird and Maya Moore into the Hall of Fame. No time for Angel Reese. Caitlin Clark shut down for the season. For Shane Koenig, for Daniel Ogden, this has been the Saturday Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now take it, Luda.